Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
China has recently invited Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, Egypt, and several other countries to join BRICS, a growing world alliance led by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. While some are reporting that BRICS is somehow challenging the globalists, this is demonstrably false. The original concept for BRICS was proposed by the chief economist for Goldman Sachs. BRICS's new development bank is staffed by known players of the IMF and World Bank. And BRICS has repeatedly affirmed their commitment to the United Nations Agenda 2030. Aside from Brazil's President Bolsonaro, all of BRICS nation-states have pushed the COVID-19 lockdowns and experimental shots. And China recently announced 5 more years of their brutal zero-COVID lockdowns. BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center for member states. BRICS is clearly not anti-globalist. Even the CCP's state-run media explains how BRICS now leads the globalization mission. But they are all turning against the United States and its allies. Xi Jinping accused the U.S. of weaponizing the financial system with their sanctions against Russia, which has caused the average person to suffer worldwide. And Vladimir Putin suggested that BRICS could provide a new world reserve currency. At the recent St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin blamed the West for disrupting the international economy and announced that NATO's unipolar world order is over. In just 3 months, Russia has managed to reverse inflation and has increased their financial surplus to more than 4 times it was last year. Russia is now thriving, and Putin announced that their international priority is to increase food deliveries to countries that need it the most. They are pouring billions into their farming communities, raised the minimum wage by 10%, and provided more money to pensioners and families with children. He also criticized the West for choosing an economic suicidal path and having suicidal intentions, which seems to be the only explanation for what the Biden administration is doing. They have deliberately cut off our fuel, which will cut off our food, and they are pushing the deadly shots for every single healthy child in America. They have opened our borders and are pushing for a world war with a thriving nuclear power, while destroying our military from within. The Biden administration's plan is clear: destroy America from within. And they have amassed an army of the miserable through mass psychosis, an army of ugly, insane, sexually obsessed deviants who want abortion on demand and acceptance for pedophiles. Psychotics who castrate their own children because it's trendy, and mindless drones who believe the human race needs to die. At what point will Americans begin to care enough to work together and do something? When the nuclear bombs start falling? America is being mass murdered by our own federal government, and the emerging new globalized economy will let it happen. Unless Americans take back control of their own government, America will soon end. That's the plan being executed right now. For InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am a man. today.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here we are live on this Thursday, June 30th, 2022. Every day on air is a victory for this audience and free speech, and a thorn in the side of the globalists that want us off air so desperately. Now, Biden is overseas fumbling and bumbling and mumbling to NATO at a NATO summit, and he took some questions from the press, and it was really bad, really embarrassing, the mush mouth. He has cue cards that he has to read off of. Including, he just reads off of it, folks, and he just says, "Now, I'm told that I have to ask this question to this reporter." Okay, so who's the president then, and what are you? So we've got those clips coming up. The big January 6th lie is ongoing. And so what are they going to do now after their latest star witness is proven a total liar? A bold-faced liar, lying about a handwritten note that wasn't hers, lying about President Trump trying to strangle Secret Service. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you have, of course, the left, the American left, liberals, Democrats, that at this point, folks, I mean, they've fallen off the table. They're not even in reality anymore. They don't even pretend to be. I mean, it's such a clown world scenario we find ourselves in. You have Jeffrey Toobin, who masturbates on Zoom calls and watches porn. Yes, that Jeffrey Toobin masturbates on public Zoom calls while watching porn, who gets hired by CNN and then goes on a tirade last night about how Donald Trump tried to strangle a Secret Service member. I mean, the most ridiculous lies. What are they going to believe next? They believe it all, folks. The planet's going to end in 10 years. Donald Trump tried to strangle a Secret Service member. Vladimir Putin is running everything behind the scenes. Everything is Putin. Gas prices, Putin. Supply chain shortage, Putin. Trump getting an office, Putin. Just Putin, Putin, Putin. And then they hire a guy that watches porn and masturbates on Zoom calls to go on CNN and say Trump tried to strangle a Secret Service member. Such a ridiculous lie. It's Jussie Smollett 2.0. It's Bubba Wallace 2.0. It's ridiculous. And it's the American left every time peddling these lies. And they do it in these official hearings. But of course, these aren't official hearings. What they've done is a made-for-TV event. I mean, seriously, folks, this is a Hollywood production. The January 6th hearings are a Hollywood production. They take hundreds of hours of raw film. Like, imagine you're shooting a Hollywood movie and you shoot just hundreds of hours of film that you're then going to take the best cuts of each scene to put into the final movie, and then there you have it. And it's the best cut of each of the hundreds of hours. You get down to about 2 hours of a movie. That's what the Democrats have done. They took hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours, of deposition, and then they whittled it down to the best cuts to then do that for the live TV audience during these January 6 hearings. That's what they've done. So they had however many depositions with Hutchinson, the latest liar for the Democrats. And they said, ooh, we like this part. Let's focus in on that. Let's coach her on what to say. And then let's put that into the final production. Let's put that into the final movie. Let's put that into the January 6th hearing. And then, you know, the media all goes along with it. And they doll her up, too. They take Cassidy out to some Hollywood makeup artist to put on a bunch of makeup and do her hair and everything like she's never been done before. It's all a big made-for-TV Hollywood production. And it's not about January 6th. It's not about stopping violence. It's not about any of that. It's about the Democrat Party stopping Donald Trump from running again. And it's about arresting all of your political opposition. That's what this is all about. It's disgusting. It's evil. It's hard to believe we're even living through this. All the things that we've learned from human history, from other nation states and countries and the rise and fall of all kinds of different groups of peoples and power structures. Every evil that's been done, every evil that's been foisted upon a free people, a civilization of people, a society, the Democrats have taken all the tactics and they're doing it to Americans right now. Take the firearms of the free people. Censor the speech of the free people, arrest the political opposition, stage false flag events to frame your opposition, rig elections to continue political control, change up rules and the systems so that if you can't win fairly, you can basically cheat, like packing the Supreme Court. I mean, just everything. Everything. We're experiencing all the worst of political corruption and governmental corruption, and we're experiencing it now in America, and it's all coming from the Democrat Party. And it's hard to believe you're here. And it's harder to believe that as you're watching this, there isn't more of a sense of urgency amongst good people in government and amongst the American people at just how bad this is. But of course, that's the problem, isn't it? At least a quarter of this country is so brainwashed that they genuinely believe all of this is being done for their own good. They genuinely believe the Democrat Party is actually out for their own interest, or rather the interest of their constituents or the American people. They really believe the January 6th show trials are the real deal. They really believe it, folks. They really do. Now, you could say they're pathological liars, and of course that would be true. But my goodness, I mean, this is like you're in freshman year of high school and you met some new people and they still believe Santa Claus is real. And you're like, Santa Claus is real? What? We learned Santa Claus was fake by the time I was in like first, second grade. You're 15, 16 year old thinking Santa Claus is real? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Do you have a mental problem? And of course, yes, liberalism is a mental disorder. It's never been more obvious. So we've got the examples of all of it. We got the clips of Joe Biden. And by the way, they keep saying, we're going to do everything. We're going to do everything to lower the gas prices. And then what does Biden do? He shuts down another oil field. So it's just unbelievable stuff. You'd like to think we could vote our way out of it, but we saw what happened in the last election. Oh, by the way, you know that vaccine they lied to you about? Boy, oh boy, is that thing really wreaking havoc now? Is that thing really wreaking havoc? Over 35,000 dead in the United States alone from the COVID vaccine. Babies that are getting born from parents that have had the vaccine are born with no immune system. And they're ending up in ICUs with just every virus known to man. They don't. The doctors don't know what to do with them. Yeah, I mean, this is what happens. You just released an experimental technology, an experimental nanotechnology injection that you actually knew in tests of animals that it would kill people, and you actually knew in tests of humans it would cause blood clots and it would reduce the immune system. You knew all that, and then you injected it into us anyway because what? Money, power, population control? All the above? But then again, you have people worshiping the vaccine, loving the vaccine. They can't get enough of the vaccine. And then sadly, they end up being the ones either sick or vaccine injured or worse. That's it for them. 35,000 dead from the COVID-19 vaccine. Only 5,000 pregnancies a year where a mother might die or it's a rape or an incest leading to an abortion. But 35,000 dead from the vaccine, but lives.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
brain is broke. The man who needs adult diapers when he goes on these trips and all kinds of drugs, I'm sure, to hop him up to even be able to speak. That's Joe Biden, and he was addressing the NATO summit, and we've got some clips from that. Here he is gaslighting the world, saying, oh, the only reason Americans are mad is because of Roe versus Wade. Oh, no, it's not the superinflation. Oh, no, it's not the gas prices. Oh, no, it's not the rising crime. Oh, no, it's not liberals sexually grooming children. Oh, no, it's not the political prisoners. Oh, no, it's not the censorship of free speech. No, it's not the collapse of the country. It's because we're upset because we can't kill our babies anymore. He's projecting. That's liberals. But here he is gaslighting the world, saying America is just upset because we can't kill our babies anymore, in clip 14.
Last year, and you've come to this summit here and the one in Germany after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections for abortion, after the shootings in Buffalo and
Texas. It's not the Constitution.
At a time of record inflation, and as new polling this week shows that 85% of the U.S. public
pause it real quick,
the country is going in the wrong.
So here's this dingbat reporter. Isn't it amazing how just uninformed and dumb people are? That's what's so frustrating. It's like, why can't people just be informed? Why can't people just not be so stupid? That'll probably never not be a problem. We'll probably always be dealing with stupid people like that reporter. Constitutional rights to an abortion? It's amazing. I keep hearing this. Never seen it in the Constitution. Still not seen the quote. Still not seen the excerpt. Still not seen any proof. They just say, constitutional right, constitutional right. Where? Where in the Constitution? Where in the Bill of Rights does it say abortion? I'd love to see it. Yet to see it. I keep hearing the argument. Still never heard it. But see, here's this stupid reporter who hears all the, oh, right, it's a constitutional right to an abortion, right to an abortion. And she's just stupid, and she just lops it up, and she just goes out and asks Biden, no, what about the constitutional right to an abortion? Doesn't even exist. Might as well ask him about unicorns and fairies on Mars. Doesn't exist. But so here's Biden again gaslighting the world, saying America's only mad because we can't kill our babies. A total lie.
Country is going in the wrong direction. How do you explain this to those people who feel the country is going in the wrong direction, including some of the leaders you've been meeting with this week, who think that when you put all of this together, it amounts to an America that is going backward?
They do not think that. You haven't found one person, one world leader to say America's going backward.
That's not true.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been.
Definitely.
We have the strongest economy in the world. Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Nope.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States on overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy.
Now pause that right there. What did he just say? He says the Roe v. Wade decision has destabilized the U.S., is what he said. Well, what does that mean? Well, practically, it means that liberals and Democrats are rioting and raging. That's what he means. What destabilization? No, it's Joe Biden shutting off the oil. It's the inflation. It's everything else. That's destabilizing the country. But that's not even what we're talking about here. He says the Roe v. Wade decision has destabilized the country, which would be him admitting that Democrats are engaged in terrorism right now because they can't murder their babies anymore. An amazing admission there. But, of course, that's not how it's going to be accepted. That's not how it's going to be comprehended. But that's the truth. That's what he just said. Roe v. Wade destabilized the nation. All it did was give the abortion issue back to the states. How does that destabilize anything? But then the Democrats say, oh, our rights to an abortion are gone. Doesn't exist. The Democrats say the Supreme Court is acting like a tyrannical dictatorship by saying it doesn't want control over abortions. Interesting take. Liberals, Democrats, liars. Biden continues.
We've been a leader in the world in terms of personal rights and privacy rights. And it is a mistake, in my view, for the Supreme Court to do what it did. But I have not seen anyone come up to me do anything other than, nor have you heard them say anything other than, thank you for America's leadership. You've changed the dynamic of NATO and the G7. So I can understand why the American people are frustrated.
And you know what's so frustrating here, Joe? Actually, pause it right there. So now, oh, America's the best. America's the best country on earth. We're the best ever. Look, we're the best for the world. Everybody loves us. That's another thing about liberals. They love to have their cake and eat it, too. So out of one side of their mouth, they tell you how bad America is. What a failure America is. It's sexist. It's racist. The free market capitalism has failed. It's greedy. It's bad. It's all this stuff. So then they run on that like it's a virtue signaling contest, how bad America is, how racist and bigoted and wrong America is, how bad America's been for the world. It's been a force for bad in the world. And then when someone says, hey, you know, is America doing a good thing with your leadership? All of a sudden, America's the best country in the world. Biden says the world loves America. We've done great for the planet. It's so good America's here. So it's like when they can bash America and blame their opposition, they do. But then when someone might suggest that America's going the wrong direction on their leadership, all of a sudden America's the best country on earth. So America's the worst country ever to a liberal Democrat when they can bash their opposition. But a liberal says that America's the best country on earth when they're trying to support their own leadership and policy. Isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting? All right, let's go to clip 15 now. Who's really the president of the United States? It's not Joe Biden. He's not even allowed to ask his own questions. He admits that during the NATO press conference in clip 15.
We're on the verge of making significant progress. Now I'll be happy to take your questions. And first question, I'm told, is Darlene Superville from the Associated Press.
He's told, and he has his note card in front of him that he's reading out. He says, I'm told. I'm told the first question is this lady from the Associated Press. I'm told this is the first question. Who told him that, you think? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to have one real reporter in there that's not a liberal hacktivist to just say, you just said somebody told you to ask to go to this reporter first. Could you tell us who told you that? Of course, he doesn't know. He doesn't know who writes his cue cards. He doesn't know who writes his note cards. He doesn't even know. He does know about the wild Karens that he has rushing people out of the press room whenever they start to ask real questions. And then here's Joe Biden embarrassing himself again in clip 17. The whole world knows that Joe Biden has been the disaster, but here he is trying to blame everything on Putin.
Ultimately, the reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the food crisis exists is because of Russia. Russia not allowing grain to get out of Ukraine.
That's a lie. And actually, Russia just pulled back from occupying Snake Island so that more grain could get out. So he just lies again. Russia, he says. Putin, Russia. Oh, there's no inflation. There's no food crisis. There's no supply chain crisis. President Biden, what's up with the food crisis and supply chain crisis and gas prices? It's Russia. Don't you know? I told you it doesn't exist, but it doesn't. It's
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Stories out of the Supreme Court. I would say one good for America, one bad, but the Supreme Court restricts the EPA's authority to mandate carbon emission reductions. Folks, that is huge because that was going to be a dagger in the back of the United States. I mean, you think it's bad what Biden has done to the energy industry in a year and a half? If the EPA starts mandating carbon emission reductions and mandating net zero carbon or whatever the hell they want to do, forget about it. Forget about it. That will, again, you think it's bad now? This is a cakewalk. John Kerry says he wants to switch to 100% green shipping. You know what that means, folks. No more shipping. It's gone. It's no shipping anymore. What green shipping? They talk about green energy. There is none. Doesn't exist. They've tried it, folks. It has been tried. And it never works. I forget the name of the city in India. I covered it last week. I think it's called like
Delhi or something, India, and Greenpeace, and you know, carbon zero emission groups set up an entire city in India to run off sustainable energy, solar and wind, and within a month, the entire city had no electricity. None. So now the sustainable energy sources they were using, the solar power plants, are storage facilities, and they're plugged into the coal-powered power plants that the rest of India uses. Yeah, Delhi was the name of the city in India. It's been tried, folks. It doesn't work. Now, maybe in 5, 10 years, maybe 20, maybe there'll be new innovations in the energy sector. Maybe not. But they aren't there now. They don't work now. So when they say they want to switch to green energy, carbon zero emissions, folks, that's shutting off the power. That's just turning the lights off. It's it. That's over. Shutting your power off. That's what that translates to. They could switch to solar and wind, and by the end of the first hour of that switch, everything would go dark. It'd be over. And this is already well known, by the way. So thank God the Supreme Court decided not to let the EPA shut America down. Thank God the Supreme Court decided not to let the EPA turn the lights off of America, because that's what would have happened, especially right now with this Biden clown show. And then also the Supreme Court, though, said that the Remain in Mexico policy left over from Trump does not have to remain in place. So that will just, I don't really think it'll have much of an impact at the border, quite frankly. It's already wide open. It's already a criminal enterprise. So I don't really see that being too much of a problem. But getting back to the energy issue, this is Biden's climate advisor, whatever that means. What is she, a weather girl? This is Biden's weather girl, Gina McCarthy, who is happy that they are destroying the energy sector in the U.S., and she's gleeful about it as she does a television interview in clip 16.
We have opportunities now to transfer to clean energy in a way that grows thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. We just had a recent report that was put out that's showing all of the energy and the employment stats from last year. Clean energy is winning. Fossil fuels losing jobs. We are gaining them every step of the way.
Where? What jobs? If they had them, they'd show them. They don't exist. What is she talking about? We do know that they've crushed the oil industry. We do know that. We do know they've crushed the American energy industry. We do know that. She brags about that. Where are we making it up in green energy? Where are we making it up in alternative energy? Where? Where are the jobs? They don't exist. They literally don't exist. See, this is a clown show. Look at that clown. That's a clown. Gina McCarthy is a clown. And she has hate in her heart. That's why she's happy that the American energy is being crushed. And she says, it's good. Yeah, you worked in American energy. We crushed you. We're beating you. What do you mean you're beating me? I thought we were on the same team. That's where you're wrong, Jack. That's where you're wrong. This administration isn't on your team. They're not on Team America. They're on Team Crush America. They're on Team Hate America. They're on Team Groom Children Sexually. They're on Team Kill the Babies. That's their team. That's what they see winning. 1 million aborted babies a year, no energy, inflation, no border, children being sexually groomed and molested by liberals, that's winning for them. That's winning for the Biden administration. That's winning for the Democrat Party. Does that sound like winning to you? Can you even imagine? You don't even have to go back that long, folks. You could just go back 20 years and you could find a Democrat voter and you could say, you know, in 20 years, your party's going to be pro-pedophilia.
The Democrat Party will be pro-pedophilia, pro-open borders, pro-crime, pro-locking up political opposition, pro-censorship of free speech, pro-false flags, pro-shutting down the American energy industry. That's where your party's going. They say, you're nuts. That'll never happen in America. That's not going to happen here. Oh, here you are. Democrats pro-pedophilia and child molestation and grooming and abuse. They brag about it. They call it pride. We're proud. Give us your kids. We'll abuse them. We're proud. Yeah. What's that? You got a little 8-year-old boy? Yeah, why don't you bring him over to Drag Queen Storytime? I got a friend over here, 38-year-old man with a big bulge in a fairy costume and a tutu who'd like to grind on your boy and hump him. Would you like your boy to give him a dollar? It's Pride Month. It's Drag Queen time. Liberals, Democrats. Abortion. They love their abortion. They want their death facilities set up on federal properties now. AOC and other Democrats saying, we need to have death camps on federal lands. We need to have abortion centers on federal lands. Do you really think this is about women that might die during pregnancy? Do you really think this is about rape or incest? And I'm going on the total high end here, folks. I'm going on the highest end possible. It's still less than 5,000 abortions a year in which the mother's life is in danger. It's a case of rape or incest. Less than 5,000 a year of the 700,000 abortions a year in this country, 5,000 less. Do you really think we need a bunch of death centers, a bunch of abortion centers set up on federal lands for just 5,000 a year? No, you can do that in hospitals and other clinics and care facilities that you already have with 5,000 a year, not that much. No, they want the 700,000 a year. That's what they're looking for. Liberal Democrats, they're looking for 700,000 abortions per year. That's what they like. They like 600,000 women minimum every year that just want to kill their baby. And then those sick, demonic abortionists will chop that baby up and sell it for body parts or take it out and play with it in a medical pan because they're that sick and deranged. And now we have the footage. When they come up to reporters, they've come up to me, they come up to Drew Hernandez, other pro-life activists, and they sound like Satan, and they say, we're going to kill the kids. And it's totally organic, folks. Like, forget about watching a demonic-possessed horror movie. You're in one, and liberals are...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Midterms, and it's hard to imagine Democrats having many victories at this point, but they've come this far. People still vote for them, so I don't know why I would expect anything to change. Democrats have been the worst thing of this country for my entire life, and people still vote for them. I mean, my God, look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Joe Biden. So, you know, you can't... It befuddles the thinking person. It befuddles anyone with an IQ over 10 how anybody could support Democrat Party policy or engage in what is modern-day liberalism, but we see it every day. I mean, these people parade around celebrating baby murder, so we really shouldn't be surprised by any of it, I suppose. Now, I've got some news in front of me. I got a bunch of video clips in front of me, too, but I'm debating just taking phone calls in the second hour, and then we have a guest, the Revenge of the Sith, or the Sith, excuse me, in the third hour. Sorry, that's a spinoff of Revenge of the Sith, I'm assuming. So, but I'm thinking about just taking phone calls, asking you, I mean, do you really think people are going to be voting Democrat in the midterms? Because even conversations that I have or that I overhear with people that sound like maybe liberals or centrists, right, they know it's not Putin that's causing this country to have record high gas prices and inflation and everything. They're not talking about Vladimir Putin. They're not talking about what's going on in Ukraine. They don't care. I mean, everybody knows the record high gas prices are Joe Biden, Democrat Party policy. So, I mean, how long can you deceive people into thinking, oh, I'm voting against racism when I vote Democrat. Oh, I'm voting against bigotry. I'm voting. I'm a virtue signaler. I'm a justice warrior. I vote Democrat. How long until they realize, oh, I'm a moron for voting Democrat. So I may open up the phone lines to take your calls because, I mean, I don't get out that often, but I can't help myself. It's just how I'm trained. I don't try to eavesdrop on people, but when you've been working in media, specifically radio, a long time, you're trained to be able to hear things and hear multiple things at once and comprehend it. So, I mean, anytime I hear people talking politics, it's
again, it's not conservative sounding people. It's liberal sounding people, centrist sounding people, but saying, yeah, it's, you know, boy, the inflation is really bad. Things have gotten really bad lately. Yeah, grocery bill going up. I might be out just in conversation. I maybe buy something at store or whatever. Just like, oh, boy, you know, gas price is really bad. It's like, yeah, worst ever. I don't know how I can afford it. Or I'll make a comment like, yeah, man, my groceries have really gone up. Every time it's like, yeah, man, it's tougher to get by. So everybody's feeling the pinch. Everybody's feeling the crunch. The question is, have they figured out what's behind it? Have they figured out? Because, again, I can sit here and bash Joe Biden and liberals all day long, and that's fair, and it's accurate. But it's also understanding that behind this is the globalists, and they've set up the American left for failure. That's the entire operational procedure here. Set up the American left for failure, give them a false worldview, fill their head with propaganda and lies, so that when everything collapses, they just go into fits of rage and confusion because their entire worldview collapses around them. And then the globalists and the world government, the corporate world government, comes in to just mop it all up. And at that point, you'll just be begging for anything because the Democrats will shut off the power, taking away your ability to drive. I mean, everything that they claim they want to do to stop man-made climate change. But the question, I guess, would be, do you think people have realized that? Do you think people know what's going on yet? Have they figured it out? Obviously, there's a great reawakening happening. But is it enough to overwhelm all the propaganda, to overwhelm all the establishment, the mainstream media, the rigged elections? I mean, do we have enough? Can we get there? Because it's really not even about the future of America as much as it's about the future of humanity to just live on a sane planet. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm an American patriot. I love the American way of life. I think that the country we've set up and established and been so successful as leaders of the world here is a good thing, and I would not like to abandon that ship. But whatever flag's waving above my head, if it grants me freedoms that I've been granted in America and the ability to prosper, then that's just fine. That just so happens to be America. That so happens to be the American flag. That's why the globalists hate it. But, I mean, aside from saying I'm an American patriot, I want America to go on, I mean, how about just being a human that wants to live on a sane planet? How about just being a human? How about just being a man or a woman that wants to live on a planet where there's basic common sense that we all agree on? Like, men are men, women are women. We can't even agree with that. Like, murdering a baby is immoral. We can't even agree with that. We shouldn't be sexually grooming 6-year-olds about sodomy. We can't even agree with that. That's insane. That is insane. That goes beyond wanting to live in a prosperous country. That's wanting to live on a sane planet. But it's always the same groups of people that are standing in our way. Standing in our way from America being prosperous. Standing in our way from us living on the same planet. And it's the people you see in this video right here. A bunch of pedophiles saying they're coming for your kids and grabbing children, men, full-grown men, gyrating children on their laps. Calling it gay pride. It's disgusting. And see, there's two responses to this. There's the response that's probably the most organic, which is the fight. It's the fight or flight. And I'm not even saying physical. You can intellectually fight this, politically fight this, whatever. But it's the fight or flight response. It's seeing that. It's seeing grown men sexually grooming children and molesting children and calling it gay pride and drag queen tranny time. And saying, wow, I need to fight against that. That's a bad thing. Or saying, wow, I need to get as far away from that as humanly possible. Or you might be one of the corrupted minds that likes that stuff.
So I just really can't even focus on the news right now. So I think I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I will be hosting the War Room. And I think I'll be more apt to focus on news in the 3 to 6 hour as I normally am. Because I just want to know what you're seeing, what you're hearing. Because that's one of the big important things about InfoWars here is not just the mothership of information distribution with all the guests and all the news we cover, but also it's a mothership, it's a forum for public communications. That is extremely important that we don't atrophy that muscle that we have here. So I think I'm going to give out the phone number right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Do you have more hope for America or less hope? I mean, where do you see us going as we're 131 days into midterms? Do you think Democrats will have victories? Do you think the American left will continue in its path to destroying America? Or can we have some reprieve in the midterms and start to kind of nullify the political power of the anti-American Democrat Party? 877-789-2539. Now, folks, keeping InfoWars on air is obviously imperative so that we can engage in this practice of having a communication forum here. And InfoWarsStore.com has been the source where you go get a great supplement, get a great T-shirt, get a great DVD, get a great book. And then in so doing, you support and you fund free speech right here. And it's not just InfoWars, it's band.video, where we now give a platform to all kinds of reporters and musicians and comedians that are getting to platform themselves. But folks, yeah, I mean, Biden is trying to shut down our energy sector. That's a big deal. That'll crush the food prices, everything. I mean, that's what I'm saying is I can't even think in my head. It's just it all just rushed back to me. Just all the shortages that are happening all the time. Like I was getting a haircut today. And I mean, you just hear wild stories when you're out there talking to just the average people, people that work in different fields. They're like, yeah, we're out of this. Yeah, we haven't had this in days. Yeah, did you know the Texas National Guard is doing this, by the way? So it's like all are the signs of the same thing. But so, okay, you know what the Democrats' plan is. You know what the globalist plan is. Are you prepared? Do you have emergency food? Do you have emergency supplies? Folks, I hope that I never have to eat emergency food. I hope I never have to eat emergency food or use any of my emergency supplies, believe me. But I'm boy, oh boy, wouldn't you rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it? So preparetoday.com, folks. That is your one-stop shop for all emergency needs. Prepare.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.